You take a week off and you can't get your intro right. I think this is take four, take five. I'm not sure. Usually I just like to wing it and get right into it. Anyways, Happy New Year. Let's get into our peeps.
Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
All right. How was your holidays? How was your New Year's? I know I did a podcast in between. Been wanting to do a couple extra podcasts. I'm pretty lazy, actually. Was going to do a New Year's Eve podcast. Didn't. Was going to do a New Year's Day podcast. Didn't. I don't know. I've talked about this before. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it's actually staying home, all this uncertainty. I wasn't sleeping good before Christmas. I don't know. Like I said before, I get weird before Christmas. My anxiety goes off the chart and... yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. But I've been sleeping good, like really good the last five nights. Going to bed at 11 and getting up at 9 or later. I don't know how tomorrow's going to work out. First day back to school for that kid. Not just mine, but all of them, I suppose. 2021, eh? What do you think's going to happen this year? 2020's got some pretty big stories to talk about. You look at all the recaps. I hope 2021's a boring year. I really do. I think we've had enough excitement for 100 years. I think so. I don't even know if my anxiety can handle any more. I mean, a trip would be nice. I think we all want to take trips. I think, going to Vegas and nightlifing or heading to Hawaii or Mexico and doing nothing. I mean, laying on the beach. Actually, the way I am right now, I could lay on the beach being a beach whale. I really need to work on my flub. I really need to get back to the gym. Honestly, this year, I don't know. How many people are feeling that way? They just don't know. Like, they're just like, I've had it. Kind of, that's kind of how I am. Christmas was the same way. New Year's was the same way. My anxiety was nutso. It's pretty bland. I need to, and I've said this on the last podcast, I need to get my shit going and start dealing with things. I don't know. Like a lot of times I write down thoughts about podcasts, what I want, what I want to do. Sometimes I just wing it. Today I'm obviously winging it. I really don't know how the rest of this year is going to continue. I mean, the first 3 days have been pretty fucking good. I haven't left the house in 3 days. That's probably why. But can it be worse than last year? I don't know. I suppose it can. We have this new variant of this thing that's like way worse. I don't know if it's way worse. It makes it way easier to get this thing that's been going on. Kind of makes you want to stay home. I need to go look for more work because I haven't been working enough. I really need to get back to one full-time job. This all-over-the-place shit is getting to me. My Rodecaster's giving me a hard time. I've bought all kinds of new wires for it, trying to get rid of the noise that's running through into my camera to take my editing, making it easier. I guess we won't because it's still doing it. Now we've got a thing to Rode asking for help. I don't even want to cook dinner. I don't, and you know what? I don't think I'm depressed. I just think I'm lazy. Just plain old lazy. I think what's happened, I've become complacent this year and really don't, fuck, I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. Fuck it. I'll just mail it in every day. I don't even want to drink. Like, it's not like I just want to sit around, drink a bottle of wine, and do nothing all day. I don't even want to do that. Like, I know I'm not depressed. I know. That was the first thing I thought about, but I did talk to my doctor. I just think I've been in a funk from all this, like, staying home shit. And, you know, in that last podcast, I said I need to get my mojo going and get out, lose this weight that I've put on over the last 10 months. Yeah, I just guess just get that motivation going. I mean, you would think maybe like the motivation to go have some cocktails. Nah. Now that requires too much effort. I don't know. It's one of those things. Have you felt that way before? Is anybody out there feeling like this? Because I sure hope it's not just me. I just think it's been that last year. I'm glad 2020 is behind us. If 2020 was hindsight, this would be the perfect time, right? We've heard it all. Kiss 2020 goodbye. That was actually a pretty good show in Dubai. I guess the upside about staying home, getting past Christmas, getting the Christmas tree down. There's no time for anxiety. Fuck, I haven't. Honestly, it's been so. My life has been so mundane. That was a reach for me to take the tree down. And I was out with a friend yesterday, actually. We were actually out shopping at IKEA. Now, I pack my cameras around everywhere. I could vlog anywhere I want. And lately, this year, I've not. I keep putting it in my bag, hoping. Well, maybe you'll pull one of the cameras out and actually start filming again. I think it's really been the year. I think it's been a hard year to be creative. I talked about this in the last podcast. Sometimes I do this. I just beat the drum and keep spitting out and keep talking about it, hoping somewhere in my peanut brain I will resolve the problem that I'm put myself into or I find myself in. And figure a way to move on about it. But this year has not been, or last year, this year is great. We haven't fucked up yet. We haven't left the house. I've been vaping more, smoking less. I think I did one of my first podcasts was Cigarettes, My Love. And it's been a battle, not smoking and smoking and not smoking. And honestly, when I say I've kind of meh about like anything right now, includes cigarettes. I don't even want to walk across the street to buy a pack of cigarettes or drive in the car to get a bottle of wine or some nice beers. No, we're past all of it. I think it's just, yeah, I know. This is a pretty lame podcast, isn't it? Is anybody else feeling this way? I mean, anyways, I was out with my friend. We went to IKEA. We're doing some work in her kitchen. I'm helping her change cabinets and stuff. We were joking around and stuff. And, I was telling her, I need some new toys in the bedroom. And I've been so, even playing with those toys right now, just not, no. I honestly don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. And I'm in a great mood. maybe doing nothing and caring about nothing is actually the best way to be, the best approach. I don't know. I think 2020 is going to be a long year. 2020. I think 2021 is actually going to be a long year. Maybe I need to take up knitting. I don't know. Sewing? Crochet? I know. Do I look like a crocheter? I don't know. I'm not a crocheter. Definitely not. I think 2021 is going to be a long year. Maybe that's what I'm just saving my energy now, preparing for doing nothing. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I just think with the vaccine rollout, I think the U.S. is being too slow. I think that we're behind in Canada, even if we're at 70% by this time next year. I don't think it's going to be before this time. I don't think it's going to be before Christmas. Honestly, I think it will take that long to vaccinate 70% of the population just in Canada alone. I don't think the United States will have a 70% vaccination rate by Christmas next year. I don't. And I think the whole world is facing this. They can sit and spit all these numbers out. There's a lot of people that have to get stuck in the arm. And then we have this new variant thing going on. So I think for me, I'm just being happy, not wanting to do anything. But you know what? I'm just too bored. I mean, yeah, I should take my car and get my winter tires put on and then go skiing or go fuck myself. A combination of the two. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't think I'm the only creator right now that's having problems with, I think that it's just the way it's been. We're all struggling for content. I mean, could we tech review? Yeah, sure. Let's tech review a phone. I mean, there's 1,000 of those on YouTube. I don't need to. It took 2 months to get my new iPhone. That's probably why I brought it up and tech reviewed. I couldn't tech review it. It's 2 months down the road. Literally ordered it the day after they came out from my provider. It took them 2 months and me complaining numerous times before they actually sent the damn phone out. That's the one thing I've been finding frustrating this year. The opt-out. It's the opt-out, if you know what I mean. It's like everybody's using this as a free pass, even if it has nothing to do with why something's not being done. Honestly, I think it's become, and I'm using it too. It's my free pass this year to do fuck all. Yeah, I don't know. It's gotta get those wheels. I hate running. Maybe I should start running. I'm running. Maybe I should go into the wilderness and run from bears. I don't know. Run from bears. Maybe that would give me some motivation. I think the motivation to actually get to the wilderness to be chased by a bear would, I probably wouldn't get to that part at this point. And then I want to go skiing. I love skiing. I ski every year. And, you know, usually, like, as soon as the weather changes and it's getting cold in October, it's like, winter tires are on the car, so as soon as the snow hits the mountain, and then I want to be on the mountain, and literally this year, I'm not even excited about that, no. I don't know what's going to, I'm not even excited about my vibrator, no. I honestly don't know what's going to get me excited, and I love cooking. No. If it wasn't for getting hungry, I probably wouldn't cook or eat. No, I'd probably just be like, somebody else can do it for me. Then I would lose my flubs. This would all be gone. Now, I don't know. Maybe I should darken. Maybe I, like, and I said this in the last podcast. Maybe I should darken my hair. I don't even have anything really to complain about other than my goddamn cell provider taking 2 months. And you know what? I did the chat thing to complain. Like, where the hell's my phone? Come on. I can go to Apple themselves. They have my phone in my specifications. I've checked with the other cell phone providers with the specifications. They all have my phone. Why? Where the fuck's my phone? She says, oh, I have a gold one. I'm like, if I wanted the gold one, I would have ordered the gold one. Anyways, I ordered the Pacific Blue iPhone 12 Pro. It's a phone. I'm sorry, I had an iPhone 10. The iPhone 10 was a big jump forward. I think the iPhone 12 Pro is a big jump forward too, but I think it's a phone. What is it going to do for you? It does everything I need it to do. However, the iPhone 10 is going to my son because I think he needs a phone. I may not have even ordered a new phone this year, even though it's been 3 years since I got my iPhone 10. But I need a phone for him, and then my daughter will probably want a phone. Well, she probably wants a phone now, but by the time she's the same age as my son, the contract will be over for this phone, and she'll probably end up getting it. It's a phone. That's it. Maybe I'm bored because not even anything really exciting tech. Apple released their new AirPod Max. Seem kind of expensive. I don't know if I'll buy them, even though I'm an Apple fangirl. They look nice on camera. $970 frickin' dollars Canadian if you buy Apple Care. I paid $300 for these. These are Sony MX3s. Pretty good headphones. I could buy three pairs of these. I could buy the MX4 and a pair of the Bose and still have spent less money than on the Sony or the Apple. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's nothing exciting. There was no big camera release. I mean, they did all the cameras in Techtober. Yeah, there's some cool cameras out. The one camera I'm waiting for wasn't released. Maybe that's the A7 IV. Sony. Yeah, it's been maybe just too mundane. Maybe I'm mundane. I don't know. Maybe I'm ranting about nothing. Thin air. I'm ranting about thin air today, folks. Look at how thin the air is. Because I'm not completely plugged in. I hope 2021 is like this. Me just not giving a shit about shit. Ranting about air. I don't know. And I wish my anxiety was kind of bad right now. Nobody who has anxiety wishes their anxiety was bad, Coralie, except for you, you bonehead. At least if my anxiety was giving me a rough time, I would have... You know what? It'll come back, I'm sure. I think once I get back to working, maybe full-time, one job. It wasn't that long ago I was complaining about having four part-time jobs and being tired of working 7 days a week. Here I'm working one part-time job again. We've gone through the Christmas rush, and I'm trying to put myself right back into it. Anyways, this is Happy New Year. Not much on this podcast, but thin air. Should we call it the Thin Air Podcast? Maybe. Anyways, peeps, I hope New Year's was good for you. I hope the holidays were good for you. They were good for me. I didn't get to see my daughter. Did get to talk to her. I think 2021 is going to be a good year. We'll take it 1 minute by 1 minute. Anyways, peace, love, namaste.